bolt out of the bathroom, grab my car keys, and head for the elevator. Four cops come barreling around the corner of the hallway. I freeze. The female officer among them approaches me and asks clinically for my version of the night's events. "He need me in the ribs," I begin, trying to sound innocent, but my already deep voice is thick with anger and opioids, not the best quality for a wannabe damsel in distress. Also, I don't feel very high, and I'm pissed about it. The officer isn't really listening, and it's soon obvious to me that it doesn't matter what I say. I'm going to jail. I turn my head and see the other three officers down the hall talking with my husband. They are taking pictures of his neck and hands and writing things down. He holds up the knife I pulled. It's a large bread knife with a serrated blade and snubbed point. Whatever. It wouldn't have done the job anyway. Moments later, I am handcuffed. The handcuffs are tight and cold around my wrists. "You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against—" Yeah, Law and Order is my favorite show. I know the fucking drill," I say. The Valium is starting to kick in and it's making me mouthy. I'm put in the back of a cop car. The seat is hard plastic. They make them like that for easy cleanup, in case arrestees puke, bleed, or shit themselves. I've never been in the back of a cop car. My bony ass is chafing on the rigid seat. My hands are cuffed so tightly that I can't lean back, so I'm pitched forward. I stare into the glass divider, and then I start crying hysterically. "This is bullshit!" I scream to the cops, tears streaming. "Tell my partner," the cop in the front says mechanically. I go silent and then decide to change my approach. "Well, perhaps I was just jousting," I say, trying to break him with humor. I am a professional comedian after all. Maybe if I can get a laugh out of this guy, we can all forget about this and go home. "Hello?" I tap on the glass with my forehead. He ignores me. I switch tactics yet again. "Fucking shit! I can't believe this is happening. I'm a nice Jewish girl from Beverly Hills. I graduated magna cum laude." I shake my head violently. "I'm not a bad wife, I swear. I'm not crazy. I'm not a fucking criminal. I—" And then my words are just swallowed up by sobbing. They take me to jail. It's all a bit fuzzy because of the oxy and Valium. It's surprisingly quiet in the West Hollywood police station that night. It's Christmas. It looks like only assholes like me get arrested on Christmas. They take away my purse and shoes and give me some dirty tube socks with orange stripes to put on. My mugshot is taken, and I'm fingerprinted. Maybe it's shock, maybe it's the drugs, but it all feels surreal, like I'm just watching, anesthetized, as it all happens to somebody else. I'm given a wool blanket and thrown in a holding cell. I pace around the small, cold cell in my jail socks, numb. There's a payphone on the wall. It mocks me. Inside that payphone is the answer to that ominous question. Who are your real friends? I'm about to find out. I take a deep breath and call a woman I know from AA, Trina. In fact, I had been Trina's sponsor years ago. Back then, I'd been her guide, and she'd been the newbie in the program. I'd been like her Sherpa, her priest, and her therapist, all rolled up into one. I just tried to offer laughter, stability, unconditional love, things she'd been hard-pressed to find in her own upbringing. Even though we'd kept in touch casually, it felt like a lifetime ago. Trina was fiercely independent, sensitive, loyal. She was also a bail bondswoman, and I needed both her empathy and her expertise right about now.
"Hi, Amy. Merry Christmas," she answers cheerily. "How are you?"
I'm in jail. Trina gets in touch with my mother and organizes my bail, 10% of $50,000, which is a hefty $5,000, and springs me from the clink herself. Trina is a pretty, busty, 40-something, ex-hardcore drug addict gangster girl who's remade herself into a respectable businesswoman. She holds her cards close to her chest, but her big, brown, doe-like eyes reveal a lifetime of sadness and disappointment. She takes me to the posh hotel in Beverly Hills where my mother is staying. My mom is visiting from Santa Fe, in town for the holiday festivities. I don't think having her only child arrested for felony domestic assault with a deadly weapon was exactly...